I fish with minnows, mostly. I fish with some chicken livers, worms.
What kind of worms?
Just red worms, or night crawlers, they call them. I have fished with corn, and fished with doll flies. That's an artificial bait.
Uh-huh.
I fish with minnows most of the time.
What do you have the most luck with?
Minnows.
What is that animal that's hard shell that pulls its neck and legs
turtle
into it?
Or terrapins.
And what's that kind of thing you find in freshwater streams? It's got claws, and when you turn over a rock, it often swims away backwards.
Crawfish. You know, these moths, they love, moths like light. You can be out on the lake, and they'll fly into your light. And sometimes, whenever you're out camping, you have your light up in the, around your table. A moth will get in your coffee or in your grub. They leave kind of a, something comes off their wings and it'll just float all over your coffee, so you have to go get another cup.
What about those little things that you see at night that have a light? What are
lightning
they?
Bugs? Boy, my grandson, he comes up here and he catches them and puts them in a bottle and carries them back for his daddy to see. He likes to get out and, "Grandpa, let's go catch some lightning bugs."
What about those long, thin-bodied insects? You know, those big insects that have the long wings? What are they called? They have a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings.
Butterfly?
They hover around damp places. And they eat mosquitoes. What are they called?
Dragonflies or snake doctors, I guess.
You ever heard any other names for them besides those two?
No, just dragonflies or snake doctors.
Well, have you ever been stung when you were out fishing?
Yes. Not too much when I get out fishing, not when you're working in the fields, maybe cutting briars or something like that, get lost stung, or yellow jackets.
What's something else that can sting you besides wasps and yellow jackets?
Well, you've got hornets, mm-hmm, and honeybees, and you've got some pack saddles, and
I've never
stinging worms and all that thing that sting. Their sting's pretty bad too.
Well, can you tell me anything about the difference in sizes between, say, hornets and wasps and honeybee? And
well, your honeybee is about the smallest. Well, the yellow jacket is still smaller. It might be yellow jacket's smaller than the honeybee. And the wasp is, he's kind of he's a little larger.
Mm-hmm.
And then your hornets, they have their body on them a little bigger than a wasp. But they all hurt when they sting you. I go to the doctor when one stings me.
You're allergic to it?
Yeah.
Uh,